This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
15 degrees now in Mid-City Melbourne. It's 2 degrees warmer.
I know. It's a heat wave. It's a heat wave in Melbourne.
Crazy.
It's time to get hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. Are we looking forward to spring?
I'm right here for it. Dylan, as I said earlier, I am in my shorts. I've got my guns out. Spring cleaning is an important part of my life. I'm doing it constantly, but still, bring it on.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm not looking forward to, and it's not the spring racing carnival, is the hay fever.
Okay, hay fever, especially with the winds we've been having, can be a bit of an issue. But how do you treat your hay fever?
I just take all the products that I can to just decongest my whole aura.
So the thing with hay fever is, hay fever, I'm getting all Dr. Jones now. A hay fever isn't about the decongestant and things like that. So you can take decongestant, but that's actually not going to help you with hay fever. Hay fever is caused because of the pollen. So it's actually about, I believe in a nasal douche during hay fever season, where you actually squirt up one nostril and out the other, because it's about clearing the pollen from your, I'm not a doctor. It's just I have a big nose and get really bad hay fever. But things that I do, acupuncture, I do squirt water up one way and out another, because taking decongestants won't do you any good. Well, decongestants are like if you've got a phlegmy cough. And don't get me wrong, with hay fever you have a phlegmy cough, but you're treating like the last point. You've got to treat the top end. So, I'm not trying to tell you how to do things, Dylan, but you're doing it all wrong.
Just stop sniffing flowers.
And also, you've got to think about how much dairy you're having as well.
Oh, but dairy's so nice.
But during hay fever, if you get really bad hay fever, consuming dairy and a lot of dairy is going to be a nightmarish for you.
Yeah, probably that milkshake was a bad decision.
It's
yesterday.
Not the best way to go. So my advice to you is to stop the decongestants and literally just do a nasal douche.
Nasal douche.
Mm-hmm.
I just get in the shower and just get rid of everything out of my nose.
You can do it over the sink. Squirt up one, out the other, bang. I mean, it's freaky, but you know when you've had a milkshake sometimes and you laugh at something or it goes the wrong way and it comes out your nose? It's the exact same thing, but don't do it with milk, because milk's bad for you during hay fever.
I also shoved a Tic Tac up my nose once.
Could this be that?
No, oh God, that was the 90s, man. It's way out. It's been there. It's done the experience. It's had the trauma.
It's gone all the way through. But, do you have a hay fever cure? This is what we need to know. A personal favourite of mine is acupuncture. I get it really bad as well. But if you've got any hay fever cures that you'd like to share with us, why don't you let us know on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day every Wednesday.
Bring it all back to you. You're on Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and we're having a whole heap of fun. We have been diving back into the fitness regime of things. Dylan, I remember how I said a couple of weeks ago I was going to have a health check?
Yes.
So I got that done where, like, they check everything. They make you run on a hill, all this different stuff.
Like an actual hill?
Yeah. Well, it's like one of those treadmills where things go up and up and up.
For how long?
I did 10 minutes.
Okay.
But the thing with it, it was really confusing because the doctor was like constantly saying, you can stop at any time. Like, how's your heart going? I'm like, are you concerned? Do you feel like I'm going to have a heart attack? And apparently what they do, instead of having the speed go faster, every 3 minutes, the speed speeds up a bit. Mm. But they increase the incline so much that no one really goes past 12 or 15 minutes.
Well, would you want to? It's quite a...
Well, you're meant to keep going as long as you can go, and when you hit the wall, then stop kind of thing. But it has made me get back into the fitness regime. I started with my personal trainer again yesterday. Woo, yay!
Well, that's fun.
And you're back at the gym now as well, aren't you?
Ish. When I feel better. When I feel better. Because I have to sign up to a gym first.
I thought you did that.
I did the free trial.
Is that just what you said to everybody?
I did the free trial.
Okay, you dip your toe in.
And then I haven't made the commitment. I'm a bit of a commitment-phobe.
Oh, really?
I haven't made the commitment.
But you've dated so many people.
Yeah, but I'm just looking for the right one.
You're looking for the right gym? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, the right gym who knows how to treat me.
So what kind of exercises do you like doing?
Well, there's sleep pods. There's saunas.
Oh, my God. Sleeping is not exercise. I mean, maybe it is.
It's good for the body.
Oh, you know.
There's saunas. It's good for the skin, for the aura, for the breathing. And spa, which is good for...
So have you actually checked out the gymnasium at all?
Yeah, I did. I looked at it.
Yeah.
But I was like,
just walked past and went, could you show me the sleep pods, please?
Yeah. I've been to a gym before. I've never used a sleep pod.
Really? I mean, well, that does sound pretty exciting. So what, is that one of those, like, they lock you in and you fall asleep? Or imagine, what if you can't sleep? What if you feel like you're...
I didn't sleep, but I felt very relaxed.
Oh, did you go... You went in it?
Yeah, I went in it.
All right, tell me more about this.
So I went in it.
So what was it like? What was the experience like?
Well, you get 20 minutes, and it was meant to play music, but it didn't really. So it started with some loud noises, and then it went silent, and then the loud noises started again at 20 minutes. It was quite nice. It was quite...
It hit the spot?
Yeah, you could recline a lot. So I felt like my legs were in the air.
In my mind, when you say sleep pod, I'm thinking like Mork and Mindy, you know how he travelled in a giant egg? Yeah. It's that kind of a thing, and you just what?
And you just, you're sitting in an egg. You just whoosh.
So you're like a chicken. Just sitting in an egg like a chicken. And it works.
Chicken with the very legs very high in the air.
It just sits there and you go to sleep, but with your legs up.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to be so reclined. I was just more doing it to just how low can I go?
Oh, okay.
Kind of like my dating
life. And it can only fit one person?
Oh, you could probably fit
two. Are there sleep pods made for two?
I think you could, but you'd need to be done in 20 minutes.
Well, okay. I mean, I think a lot of people would say that's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, we're having fun. What have you been up to get fit? Because summer bodies are made in winter.
I'm just happy if I can fit into any of my summer gear when the sun comes shining.
Yeah, I wore board shorts on the weekend and I was like, need to get some work done.
A bit of a nip tuck?
No, more just like just don't eat as much.
Put down the donut, Dylan.
Yeah.
Put down the donut.
Yeah, and what is your fitness tips? SMS 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Oh, are you going to chill,
Dee? I feel like it's summer. I mean, the sun's not shining anymore, but the wind has been great, though, for my laundry. I've been enjoying it. It's been so windy, but I've managed to do, three, four loads a day.
Of laundry.
Yes.
Of laundry.
I mean, that's what I was talking about. What are you talking about, Dee?
I'm just keeping it family friendly. I do a weird thing. I've moved my bed onto a different side of the room so I can put a clothes horse in my bedroom.
A clothes horse?
Yeah.
So you just bring in a horse and put clothes on
the
horse?
That's what it's called. It's called a clothes horse. What do you call it?
Hoist. Clothes hoist?
Lies. I've never heard it being called a clothes hoist.
It's totally a clothes hoist.
It's a clothes horse.
It is not a clothes horse. I'm going to stand firmly by the fact that because a clothes horse would be a horse. No. I mean, maybe a clothes hoist is the old-fashioned ones and that's what... It's probably just the thing to put your clothes on, but I'm going to think that I'm right.
How is that different to every other part
of the day?
We've had a jam-packed show. It's been...
It's been a whole lot of fun.
Hilariously fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a few true stories. We've learned about gaming and beef. It's been great.
Yeah. I don't know.
Premiered a song.
Yeah, Seb was great. We've been feeling. We gave away a CD album, Tim Campbell's Electrifying 80s, Stock Aitken and Waterman.
Oh no, we've been told it's a horse.
It is a horse.
It's a horse.
Thank you.
I mean, I've been told I'm wrong by a listener who has messaged in. I don't think I am though.
Yeah. No. I mean, I want everyone in Melbourne to back me up.
You know what I'm going to say to that? Nay.
Nay. Well, I say yay. To your nay, No, you're not going to be negative on my parade, my little cleaning out. I love doing a load of laundry.
I mean, feel free to come around to my house and do mine. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
I used to.
I know. And where have you been? Outrageous. Now you get your own place. Yeah. Suddenly you don't clean mine. What am I meant to do?
But
clean myself.
Annoying thing is washing your own sheets.
Why? It's actually wonderful. Why is it annoying?
Because you have to strip the bed. You have to put it back on.
How often do you wash your own sheets?
Once a month? Yeah.
I'm a two-week kind of fella.
That's too keen. That is too
keen. Well, or maybe it's just, too messy. I don't know.
Too messy, just like we've been today. That has been Mad Wednesday on Joy. We're back next week.
We are. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to listen to our podcast. Tune in. Stay tuned to Joy tonight for a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is Mad Wednesday on Joy.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI functions and events, or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.